My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee, I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Our Father's God to thee, author of liberty. To thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. Did you hear the words? Did you hear the word? Sweet land of liberty. Our Father's God to thee. Author of liberty. Great God, our King. I emphasize those particular words in the song for a reason. What we may ask is liberty anyway. God is the author of it, according to the song. What is liberty anyway? Well, liberty is total and absolute freedom. Total, absolute freedom. That's interesting to think about. A great civil war was fought to free people from a thing called slavery here in our own nation. With that in mind, then, I quote Paul in his letter to the church at Corinth. We find Paul here referring to the old way, what he calls the old way, and the past. Turn with me to the second book of Chronicles, the third chapter. Corinthians, the third chapter. Chapter 3, 2 Corinthians, beginning with verse 14. But their minds were blinded, speaking of the Jews. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And I want you to listen now. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is total and absolute freedom.
That's right. Amen.
That's something to think about, folks. That's something to think about. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord's involvement in liberty. In this patriotic hymn, about our own nation, two statements stand out. Number one, the United States of America is a land, or should be a land, of liberty. Amen? And number two, God is the author of true liberty. Let us conclude then that true freedom exists in its author and nowhere else. True freedom exists in Jesus Christ. True freedom. Again, I go to Paul. Their eyes were blinded until God took away the veil and set them free. Now, that's an interesting statement. God took away the veil and set them free. For centuries, there was a veil between the people and God. Only the great high priest went behind that separating veil once a year with a rope tied around his ankle in case he died while he was in there offering the sacrifice. He was offering the sacrifice for the sins of the people. That's interesting. That's the old way, amen? Hello? That's the old way. The great high priest goes through the veil with a rope tied around his ankle because no one else could go into the Holy of Holies. They were separated from the people. Think about that. When Jesus Christ died for the human race's sin on that cross, the veil was ripped in two. Remember? From top to bottom, Christ's atoning death, you see, set mankind free to go directly to God individually. You don't need a pastor. You don't need a priest. You don't need a pope. You don't need a bishop. You and God, amen?
Right.
You and God. Well, I need to join a church to get saved. No, you don't! You should. If you believe the word written by that God who saved you, you will. But you don't need to join the church to be saved. I want you to know the thief on the cross didn't join the church. And you know what Jesus said to him? Today, you'll be with me in paradise. What a God we have. Amazing. Amazing. Directly to God if they would trust Jesus Christ for their sake. Have you? Oh, I've been baptized. Have you trusted Jesus? Have you confessed sin and trusted Christ? I belong to a church. Have you trusted Jesus? When the Puritans, well, let's talk about this first. The author of liberty is indeed the creator of this universe who came to seek and to save those who were slaves to sin. You say, well, the Bible says those who were lost. Yeah, those who were slaves to sin. When the Puritans sought freedom from the religious persecution of the corrupt churches of Europe and England, they sought liberty in a new land. Amen? Remember the story?
Yes.
In a new land. Thus, the words of America better known as My Country, 'Tis of Thee, America, the words of that sweet song speak of the sweet land of liberty. A liberty, according to the words of the song, whose author is God. Why am I saying all this? What's all this about? Found on the lower left-hand corner of the op-ed page of the Springfield News Leader every single day is printed the very First Amendment to the Constitution of this United States in which you and I are now living. I want you to listen. I don't want you to think what it means. I want you to listen to what it says. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. I'm going to repeat it now. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. We have a Supreme Court. We have a Congress. And we have far too many of our own citizens that do not understand what that is saying. It is evident to this preacher that the ignorance of so many of our church members as to the abuse and power fast becoming a reality in America today is reminiscent of what caused the Puritans some 490 years ago to cross the Atlantic Ocean in search of freedom. I'm going to read something. Chris Rawley, R-A-W-L-E-Y, is a retired, out at the federal prison, prison chaplain, out at the federal prison. And he writes the following. I'm going to read this to you now. Recently, Pope Francis made a historic apology to the Waldensian Church while speaking in one of their temples in Italy. The Waldensian group was declared heretics by the Catholic Church in 1184 and suffered a series of religious persecutions. Pope Francis is an example of tolerance for all religions. He is a positive influence for us to give respect and dignity to everyone. The Catholic Church is now much different because it is not state-sponsored. Listen to what he's saying. Because it is not state-sponsored. Now, is the preacher saying that he believes it's all right to be Catholic? No. But I'm saying they have a right to be Catholic in America. You see, there is a difference, isn't there, in interpretation with so many people. The Catholic Church is not much different because it is not state-sponsored. Then they were united and inseparable. This unholy combination produced in Europe a history of religious wars and the killing of citizens whose only crime was a different religious practice than the state-established church. Lutheran and Anglican state churches also practiced violent religious persecution of dissenters even after the Protestant Reformation. Thomas Jefferson, by the way, Thomas was not a Christian. Thomas Jefferson in 1779 introduced a bill for establishing religious freedom in the Virginia legislature. He wrote, "No man shall be compelled to frequent or support any religious worship, nor shall otherwise suffer on account of his religious opinions or belief, but all men shall be free to profess and by argument to maintain their opinions in matters of religion." Jefferson felt that this leadership in religious freedom was so important, they included it in his tombstone, which says, "Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University of Virginia." In 1791, the First Amendment of our Constitution was ratified, which prohibits the establishment of religion or impeding freedom for religious expression. Our government respects the right. I want you to listen and try to get this in your heads. Our government respects the right of all religious groups to practice within the bounds of responsible freedom. This healthy separation of church from state taxation and compulsion of religious belief benefits us all. In recognition of the importance of spirituality, our government gives a tax-exempt status to houses of worship. Separation of church from state doesn't mean our government is against religion. Our government permits believers to worship in the church of their choice and permits unbelievers to refrain from religion altogether. We are blessed to have separation of church and state. State and church are free to fulfill their unique functions. Now, you may be surprised when I say this, but we have no right to force Christianity on anyone. That is a free, personal choice. And no one else can make it for you but yourself. Not mom, not dad, not Brother Lou, not Brother BJ. I wonder if we really understand that. We don't want to marry homosexuals. We're working now to get that established legally in that church, because we will be attacked down the pike by those that say that's not right. But if that is our religious persuasion, we have a right to hold that as part of our faith doctrine. And we have a right to witness for Jesus Christ anywhere and everywhere. But we have no right, according to the First Amendment, to force our faith on anyone. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The First Amendment does not mean that every citizen must be a Christian. It means that every Christian should be busy witnessing to a lost people that it is God who is the author of liberty. Not the Congress, not the Supreme Court, not the armed forces. Is that right or wrong? God, you see, is no respecter of persons, nor is he respecter of nations, but he is the author of true liberty. Now, this is kind of hard to swallow for a lot of people. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. How simple. How simple. It has nothing to do with government. It has nothing to do with the Southern Baptist Convention. It has nothing to do with being a Methodist. Does it? Those are all choices. Just like realizing how desperately, if you're not a Christian, you need Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus. It's not about Rome. It's not about Babylon. It's not about Jerusalem. It's not about the United States of America. It's about Jesus. It's about God. It's about his Bible. About faith. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I believe that's what the Puritans believed. The question today, my friends, is what do you believe?
Yes, sir.
If we believe what Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, we have a job to do, don't we? Read it again sometime. God is the author of absolute freedom. That's the only place you're going to find it. You won't find it anywhere else in this world. If God, who came to us as a baby in a manger and died on a cross for your sin. If he set you free, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. But if he did, you need to let others know. He will set them free as well. That is all he asks us to do. If we do that, the churches will fill up. I believe that. If we do that, because the government isn't going to do it, because the government isn't supposed to do it. We are.